Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. The founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, is with me this week. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Joe.
And what do you have for us today?
Well, I'm going to take a little swerve to something that, again, is great summer listening. This is a young adult fantasy called Gold Spun by Brandy June and read by Kathleen McInerney.
That's Brandy June's first novel, which is interesting.
Yes, and she starts this story based on Rumpelstiltskin and, sorry about this, but spins it into a lovely fantasy for young teens, also for families that love a good story. This is great listening.
Okay. Is it in the present day? How does she, what world does she build?
Oh, well, it's a world with knights and kingdoms and fairies and the village, the common folk. She, you know, she has to build this world. It has a sort of a nice organic feel of, you know, she talks about a little bit of this information. It's not as if she sets up the whole thing and she gives all the information up front. It sort of moves through the story and you get little bits of pieces of who is the king and who is the prince and the fae, the fairies, and the all of the intrigue. And then we also are introduced to 17-year-old Noor, for Eleanor, who is quite a little con artist, as it turns out. She's the one who ends up spinning the gold, so to speak.
But can she do it?
Oh, well, that's all what you need to believe,
okay,
right?
That's what we reveal. All right.
That's what we reveal. So there's adventure, there's mystery, there's magic, of course. And I think one of the things that this reminded me of is the C.S. Lewis fantasies, where there's great adventure, there's romance, it's set in, you know, a kingdom far, far away. It's not without sort of danger and dark things, but it's not super scary or violent. And so I think that for younger teens, this would be fun, and families, as I said.
I love the premise. And Kathleen McInerney, how is she? I would imagine really good.
Oh, she is really good. This is right in her wheelhouse. Yeah. She has such a fresh and youthful voice, but, you know, she's a very experienced narrator.
Well, why don't we hear a little?
Okay, we can do that. And this is just, we're being introduced to Eleanor Noor, who is taking care of her younger brothers, but she's contemplating a little con in the village at the spring fair.
Okay, this is Gold Spun by Brandy June, read by Kathleen McInerney.
As I left our tiny encampment, really only a rickety wagon, a crippled old donkey, and the four of us in our thin bedrolls, Jacoby turned over, his soft snores soon joining those of our brothers, Devin and Finn. Only once I reached the town square, I found another family selling miracle tonic. They even demonstrated its efficacy by curing a cripple boy's limp. I was certain the boy was their son and had no such limp. We had planned to perform the same trick with my brother Finn. A city might be interested in one cure-all tonic merchant, but they became immediately suspicious when two set up. One time, we had tried to sell our miracle elixir in the same market as another party, selling an almost identical bottle. People demanded a test to show which elixir was real and who was selling them snake oil. Neither tonic cured the sick villagers, and we were run out.
Well, first of all, can I just say, I think it's different when you're a con artist to put food on the table.
Absolutely. She's getting by. She's doing what she needs to do.
Exactly. Kathleen, it's, great. It's perfect pitch, perfect attitude, The attitude, it's not even that beautiful voice, which is, of course, that alone would be nice, but she has the right attitude for a younger person.
Right. And I think that's where she's connecting really intimately with that character. And so she makes her so believable. And what a great gift.
That was Goldspun by Brandy June, read by Kathleen McInerney. Robin, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Well, we'll look for the next earphones title tomorrow.
Oh, I'm waiting.
All right.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind, featuring a radically different audiobook experience in A Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah J. Maas. Save up to 40% off this month and try samples of 1,600 titles now at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.